This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we have been talking about conspiracy theories that were, in fact, found not to be theories at all. We found that they were, in fact, folks, case in point, in fact, and I'm going to give you 33 of them today, in fact, found out to be conspiracy. Those that were calling it a conspiracy theory were the ones attempting to cover for them that were actually committing the act of conspiracy. That's what history teaches us. Why is it that we suffer the abuses, America? Okay, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. Some time back, I had shared with you William Casey, the CIA director. He said in 1981, under Ronald Reagan, we'll know our disinformation program as complete when everything that the American people believe is false. Okay? Also keep in mind, I want to speak to them people for just one moment. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. I want you to understand, all of you that premise what you do on a lie. See, for an order for individuals to tell lies means that they know the difference between when they covered up, shows you the distinction, folks, within themselves, that they know what's right and that they know what's wrong. When they lie, they know that they have to cover their lie. Therefore, that tells you that they know exactly what they are doing. They are of the Father, their father, the devil. Okay? And interestingly enough, when you go to Isaiah 5:20, it says, woe, that means God blank, damn blank, you that call evil good. You have the wrath of God abiding upon you. It's not a good place to put yourself. And I'm talking about your eternity now, because in this life, you want to go and play and dare the justice of God to see how far you can go with it. It's interesting how many people actually play the minion of the devil until they're on their deathbed, and then they tell the world everything that they did in their life. As if to say, now that they told the truth, they're going to be going to heaven. No, you reap what you sow. But woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Folks, yesterday I had shared with you that we now live in a nation where doctors destroy health. We now live in a nation where lawyers destroy justice. We now live in a nation where universities destroy knowledge. We now live in a nation where governments destroy freedoms. We now live in a nation where the press destroys information. We now live in a nation where religion destroys morality and our banks destroy the economy. And why is that in America? Because the people would have it so. That's a fact. Yesterday I shared with you that it is these people that are behind the scenes that are advocating the crimes, those that are putting darkness for light and light for darkness. As a matter of fact, yesterday I again shared with you that you have a white woman claiming to be black, and you better accept it because she said so. And if not, then you're a racist. Rachel Dolezal, the ex-NAACP leader, says, I identify as black. In America, you've accepted that lie. These are the people that are calling it theories, folks, when conspiracies are actually lived out upon you. You have Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren falsely claiming to be a Native American, but you better accept it, because if not, then you're a racist. Now, Bernie Sanders, back in the day, friends, just a couple months back, is floating her as a possible vice president. Listen to this, folks. They're in it together. You have an Olympian named Bruce Jenner, a man, who says he's now a woman. And you're to accept his perversion as confusion and as the norm, because if you don't, then, folks, guess what? You're homophobic. And now you're supposed to accept the Islam, the jihadists, the immigrants that are illegally coming into this country, because if not, folks, you're a racist. In America, rest assured, you will accept this mentality. You are allowed by the, you are allowed, folks, you are allowing, I'm sorry, these people to do the things that they do. You are not forced into it. You are allowing it to happen. Oh, by the way, Bruce Jenner doesn't want to be called a woman anymore. You have Al Sharpton, who's a tax evader, thief, racist, and counterfeit civil rights leader, who's being praised on television as a reverend. Read Micah 3:5. Folks, as a matter of fact, you're also to accept that former Vice President Al Gore, this lunatic, who now calls himself a scientist for his climate change discoveries, which are in fact false every step of the way. They want to tax you all the more. Read Colossians 2:8. Now Al is being sued by over 30,000 scientists for global warming fraud. Folks, these are the people that are calling the conspiracies theories. And you are believing the lie more than you're believing the truth. You're believing the liars more than you're believing those that are willing to tell you the truth, to your own demise. Why is that? Folks, we're going to be talking about that up and coming in just a moment on the second segment. First of all, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean. Again, Facebook on Bradley Dean, double E. You can also check out my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Stick to the topic, stay the course, bring the light, throw it out on the table. You have a whole lot of people listening to you today, friends. This is part 3 of 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true, what every person should know. And let me just put a little salt on your tongue. Folks, it's not theory. And just think, folks, if we loved our freedoms enough, we would magnify the law. Because we know that liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And we also know that if we love liberty enough, we'll enforce the law against those that violate them to establish righteousness and judgment. Because we know what it says on the back of the Supreme Court building with Moses and the two tablets under his hands, and right under him it says, justice is the guardian of liberty. America, we need justice in this country. As a matter of fact, this may be bleeding over into what's going on in government because, well, folks, as I've shared with you plenty of times, we're always ahead of the game here. Thank you, Lord, that you have not changed. You show us things to come, and if we're paying attention to what you're doing, you're always speaking to your people, and that's what we're tuning into, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We'll be right back on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RaikinPoints for details.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, is this bleeding, this message bleeding over into those that are to the point in this country where they've had enough? Do you realize that the FBI and all these created bureaucracies that work for special interest groups to keep anybody down, that would oppose these special interest groups? Do you realize that when you stand up, America, and you say that you've had enough, your government can force these bureaucracies to actually release information to incriminate them that are committing the crimes? Do you realize that? Hey, 318 million people, do you realize that when you've had enough and you've stood up and said, listen, government, we are the government in this country, and you are going to represent we the people according to those laws found in Article 4, Section 4 of our Constitutional Republic, like it or not. When you've had enough and you tell them you better start obeying the law and enforcing those laws or we're going to remove you, guess what happens? Check this out.
Will the FBI provide to Congress the full file with no redactions of personal identifiable information?
I cannot make that commitment sitting here today.
Stop it again. Rewind it.
Subpoena?
Did you hear Jason Chaffetz, friends? I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, though I doubt, because I judge them by their fruit. They have not delivered, and they're still not delivering. They're playing tough on television to appease the people to go back to sleep. Again, the message, go ahead, we've got this. And then nothing happens. This is Jason Chaffetz, friends. Or Chaffetz. Okay, or whatever you want to call him again. This is him interrogating a representative from the FBI. I want you to listen carefully as to what he is saying here. Representative Jason Chaffetz serves a subpoena demanding the FBI's full investigation file on the Hillary Clinton email probe. Now, what's really sad about this is it's taken this much effort on the behalf of the people to get to this point. And folks, also keep in mind all of these diversion tactics that are being used continuously. America, pay attention. Act as the snake on the Gadsden flag where your eyes are not closed. Let your government know, which we are the government in this country. Don't tread on us because we're not playing games. I want you again to listen carefully to Representative Jason Chaffetz serving a subpoena demanding the FBI full investigative file on Hillary Clinton. I want you to listen carefully to what the FBI agent said in response to Jason Chaffetz. Listen carefully.
Will the FBI provide to Congress the full file with no redactions of personal identifiable information?
I cannot make that commitment sitting here today.
Stop. I'm not making that commitment sitting here today. Wait, America, after what Comey did just a month and a half ago, when we look at the history of this bureaucracy, friends, who are they working for? I thought your purpose was to actually deal with criminals. I thought that was the purpose of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the CIA, friends, but apparently not. Apparently they're there stonewalling for them that are committing the crime and protecting them that are committing the crime. What did the FBI agent say concerning Hillary Clinton's email probe? I cannot do that. I can tell you sitting here today that I cannot do that. I am not going to deliver what we have on Hillary Clinton, which you are requesting from us, Jason Chaffetz, as if to suggest that that is not his job. He's working for the wrong side, America. Listen again. Listen again.
Will the FBI provide to Congress the full file with no redactions of personal identifiable information?
I cannot make that commitment sitting here today.
Then I'm going to issue a subpoena, and I'm going to do it right now. So let's go. I've signed this subpoena. We want all the 302s, and we would like the full file. You can accept service on behalf of the FBI?
Certainly.
You are hereby served.
Okay. Now, America, isn't it interesting that because, America, you're saying that you've had enough, I'm sorry to say that it has to come to this point, this close to the election cycle. But who has the FBI been protecting over the years? Folks, the Clintons have been committing crimes against we the people for the last 40 years in this country. This just didn't start concerning Benghazi. This just didn't start concerning her email probe, folks. No. No. And furthermore, it's interesting how Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, through his Department of Injustice, Loretta Lynch, Attorney General Eric Holder, without a mustache, put the kibosh on the investigation concerning Hillary Clinton. I told you over the past years, friends, there's no difference. This is Clinton's administration tried and true in their crimes. And you're seeing this, folks, with full scope. This is not the purpose of government. The purpose of government is to enforce the law, not arbitrary policy when it comes to those that think they're a law and to those that think they're above the law. It's just not that way. Here, folks, let me just say this really quick, and we're going to get over to our topic. Hey, folks, the real threat to your freedom is not coming from men hiding out in caves in the Middle East wearing turbans. It's coming from men wearing and women wearing suits and ties in Washington, D.C. Let me say it again. The real threat to your freedoms is not coming from men hiding out in caves in the Middle East wearing turbans, friends. It's coming from men and women wearing suits and ties in Washington, D.C. who are not there serving we the people. Check the fruit. Check the fruit. That's all you have to do. Speaking of which, I may as well just take up this segment highlighting what's going on, friends. This is crazy stuff. You just seen Nancy Pelosi in the House. Once again, vote to bring known terrorists onto American soil by voting against H.R. 5351. The bill, which passed with 232 votes, prohibits the transfer of any individual detained at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. This vote comes just the day after the Obama administration confirmed that two more terrorists are released from Gitmo and that they have rejoined militant groups in the first half of 2016. Hey, folks, you do need to understand that there are those in different countries that realize what corrupt representatives are doing in their country, too. They're trying to poise religions once against another. They're trying to poise colors and races one against another in hopes of bringing about war so they can come in as the problem solvers. Nothing new under the sun. I just had to highlight that, friend, again, because you do need to understand what's going on in your country. You need to understand what's going on in your country. He's releasing more that are going back to the Middle East. Which, folks, these members, these jihadists, they're all bought and paid for. Who's funding them? Let me just remind you, the real threat to your freedom is not coming from men hiding in caves in the Middle East wearing turbans. You have your representatives voting in favor of releasing them to war against you on another day. So therefore, who are these representatives working for? Namely, the criminal in the White House. I'm asking you the question. Just want to know. Hey, folks. Your enemies know what I'm telling you is exactly right on the spot. And this is why they're calling me names. This is why they're calling us racist, homophobics, Islamophobics. I mean, folks, don't you know where that came from? I hope you do. It came from a communist that worked under Stalin's regime, who at length, Stalin ended up killing him. You know what they did? They sent a hitman to take him out with an ice pick. At length, he used to head Stalin's military up. And once he turned on Stalin, guess what? Stalin turned on him and had him ice picked to death. See, that's how this works. Racism is nothing new. It's created by Leon Trotsky to bring about what? To browbeat dissenters. Hey, folks, they can call us names all day long. We're principled people here. We got our feet upon the rock. I mean, can you imagine back in England during the day when the Revolutionary War was going on and all these names were coming over from the British to the 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population that God used to establish what we had today? Did you see them cower? Or did you see them stand up and fight like real men and women? Because I'll tell you what, if they didn't, we wouldn't be here talking about it today. You need to understand the tactics of the enemy. Totalitarianism. They love to smack your face. They love to pull your hair. And then they have the audacity to decry victim status while they perpetuate the crime. That's how this works.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Okay, so let's get to it. Here's the meat and bones of what we have been leading up to over the last 2 days, going on day three here now. And folks, it really is important that I take it slow because I want this to get in. You know, the Bible tells us that the Lord would say, Abraham, Abraham, Moses, Moses, Samuel, Samuel. See, men need to be told things more than once. They need to be told things twice. And in America, we need to be told things 200 times before it gets into the heart, so that it can become a realization of what's really taking place. And what we want to do is we want to understand exactly what Jesus meant when he said, judge men by their fruit, Matthew 7. So let's do that. Let's go to number one, the Dreyfus Affair. In the late 1800s in France, Jewish artillery officer Alfred Dreyfus was wrongfully convicted of treason based on false government documents. And he was then sentenced to life for the false government documents. The French government did attempt to cover this up, but Dreyfus was eventually pardoned after the affair was made public in an act that is accredited to writer Emile Zola. I mean, yesterday I shared with you, friends, can you imagine how many people are in jail today because of corruption in government? And instead of the government enforcing the law, they're violating the law in the guise of government. The Mafia, number two. This secret crime society was virtually unknown until the 1960s when member Joe Valachi first revealed the society's secrets to law enforcement officials. What was known was that the organized crime existed, but not that the extent of their control included working with the CIA. Politicians and the biggest businesses in the world. Whoa! Why would the CIA, politicians, and big business be working with the mafia? Huh? Well, that's a question that you're going to have to answer. Number three, MK Ultra. In the 1950s to the 1970s, the CIA ran a mind control project aimed at finding a truth serum to use on communist spies, say they. Test subjects were given LSD and other drugs, often without consent, and some were even tortured. At least one man, a civilian, biochemist Frank Olson, who was working for the government, died as a result of the experiments. The project was finally exposed after the investigation by the Rockefeller Commission. Theories? Folks, what we're talking about is 33 conspiracy theories. You were told by the media that it was a theory, when in fact out the opposite was found to be true. Man, we need to start thinking for ourselves. Yes, I strongly suggest you do that. Well, you have the time to do that. We're supposed to redeem the time, the Bible tells us, and there's a reason for that. Operation Mockingbird, number four. Also in the 1950s to the 70s, the CIA paid a number of well-known domestic and foreign journalists from big-name media outlets like Time, The Washington Post, The New York Times, CBS, and others to publish CIA propaganda. CIA propaganda. CIA propaganda. Boy, that doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. William Casey, the CIA director under Ronald Reagan, 1981. Maybe now we can understand another reason that John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Didn't he say he was going to take the CIA and break it into 10,000 pieces? Oh, and that's interesting. Right after his assassination, Alan Dulles, the man that he fired from the CIA, was put on the Warren Commission. Whoa! In America, you didn't get it from that? You didn't get it from my kids can tell you that. I'm talking about my 5 and my 6 and 7 year old. This is more than one. Operation Mockingbird, number four. Again, also in the 1950s to the 70s, the CIA paid a number of well-known domestic and foreign journalists, forgive me, from big-name media outlets like Time, The Washington Post, The New York Times, CBS, and others, to publish CIA propaganda. Did you know that Barack Hussein Obama, The New York Times blurted the truth out in their confusion about a year and a half ago? And told us that all information coming out to the American people on Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration is first vetted by his administration. Just thought I'd share that with you. They already told you this, America. The CIA also reportedly funded at least one movie, The Animated Animal Farm by George Orwell. The church committee finally exposed the activities in 1975. Hey, folks, if it looks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, and it walks like a duck, guess what? It's probably a duck, right? Number five, Manhattan Project. The Manhattan Project was the code name for a project conducted during World War II to develop the first atomic bomb. The project was led by the United States and included participation from the United States and the Kingdom and Canada, formerly designated as the Manhattan Engineer District, MED. It refers specifically to the period of the project from 1942 to 1946 under the control of the United States Army Corps of Engineers under the administration of General Leslie R. Groves. The scientific research was directed by American physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer, The project's roots lay in science fear since the 1930s that the Nazis and the Nazi Germany was also investigating nuclear weapons of its own. Born out of a small research program in 1939, the Manhattan Project eventually employed more than 130,000 people and cost nearly U.S. $2 billion. That would be $22 billion in current value. It resulted in the creation of multi-production and research sites that operated in secret, with the total involved. This makes it one of the largest conspiracies in history. But folks, you were told that the Manhattan Project was just a theory. Entire towns were built for short periods of time, employing people all under secrecy and top national secrecy at that point. The government never admitted to it. The media never reported on it, and people had no idea for over 25 years. Project research took place at over 30 sites across the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom. The three primary research and production sites of the project were the plutonium production facility at what is now the Hanford site, the uranium enrichment facilities at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and the weapons research and design laboratory known as the Los Alamos National Laboratory. The MED maintained control over U.S. weapons production until the formation of the Atomic Energy Commission in January of 1947. Not a theory no more, America. Not a theory no more. Number six, asbestos. Between 1930 and 1960, manufacturers did all they could to prevent the link between asbestos and respiratory diseases. Remember this, friends? Including cancer becoming known so they could avoid prosecution. Did they care about the lives of men? Absolutely not. It's about the greenbacks, right? The Benjamins, the Bennies, the Jing. Wow, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? They don't care about their soul. You know what? I don't care about their soul neither. The fact of the matter is, what I care about is the freedom, and I care about what we give our posterity. So therefore, since they don't care, we should deal with them all the more based on that fact. American workers had in fact sued the Johns Manville Company as far as back as 1932, but it was not until 1962 that these doctors finally established beyond any doubt what company bosses had known for a long time: asbestos causes cancer. But that was just a theory. See, they were paid to report on the fact that you go out and you demonize and polarize anybody that's telling you or telling the public at large the truth about what our company is responsible for. And so the media would fall in line. I mean, folks, we've talked about Dr. Ulfkopf, a German reporter who told you the CIA controls all media globally. We talked about Amber Lyne, award-winning journalist from CNN, who told you that all the content coming from CNN concerning Obama's administration is all bought and paid for, and all the journalists are told what to do, and if they don't, well, they get fired, just like she did. And no wonder why the president from CNN, a year or two back, decided to walk from CNN, because the ratings were so bad. Number seven, Watergate. Republican officials spied on the Democratic national headquarters from the Watergate Hotel in 1972. America, got a good question for you. Why do we have a Democratic Party? Why do we have an independent party? We have one constitution. I'll tell you what, you get a bunch of lukewarm jokers around me, and I can get them out of a room real quick. And I can get their faces red real quick. I'll tell you why. Because facts are stubborn things. I'm going to give you a case in point on the other side of this break, where I had a lady post a video of Jesse Ventura clapping and high-fiving the likes of none other than Colin Kaepernick for sitting down and making his point, saying that he had a right to do that. I'm going to tell you about how that conversation went real quick on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're talking about 33 conspiracies that were told to you by the people that I had shared with you during the first segments. I don't have time to go through all that again. But these are the people that want you to believe it's theory. And these are the people that are attempting to put darkness for light and light for darkness, bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. They're the ones that are trying to cause good to be evil and evil to be good. These are the ones that are calling these theories, when in fact, I'm sharing with you right now, folks, we now know that they were not theories whatsoever. Right during the end of the break, going and coinciding with that conversation, bringing it to the same topic, different branch, in contrast, I had a conversation today. A girl had put out a video from Jesse Ventura talking about how Colin Kaepernick, but how he has the right, and he was clapping for him. And I thought, wow, Jesse, good for you, dude. I mean, you go after the Navy SEALs, you don't like the truth. As a matter of fact, folks, just to show you how this hits home, our street teams had the opportunity to run into Jesse Ventura. He had got my magazine. And he came back. My team members ran into him twice, and the same guy ran into him twice. He actually gave him one of our magazines. Jesse came back and said, I agree with half of it. And our street team member said to Jesse, what part didn't you agree with? I don't believe in that Bible stuff, that word of God. We figured that much. We can see that in everything that you do. And then I was out at Ron Paul's campaign headquarters. They were having a rally in, this is 6 years, 7 years ago, whatever the number of years it may have been. You can correct me. I'll stand corrected on that. But it wasn't too far back where Jesse was sitting down with his wife. And I walked up to him across the table and I said, "Hey, Jesse," I said, "I heard you read my magazine." He said, "What's that?" And I told him who I was, and he said, "Yeah." I said, "I heard you only believed in half of it." See, folks, it's interesting when you bring the truth to the table, they don't know how to respond. Now, taking it to the next point, a young girl, probably 20, 25 years old, posted this on her site, and I made a comment on a live stream. And she came back at me and she said, "So, what law did Colin break by sitting down?" I said, "Liberty is the right to do what the law permits." She said, "Well, the national anthem is given by a bunch of communists. They used to make people in Germany say the national anthem. Hey, folks, I got some news for you. This isn't Germany. This is America, where we, the people, are the government in this country. And furthermore, it was our brothers and our sisters and our uncles and our aunts and our dads and our moms and our uncles and our aunts and our grandparents and our grandmas that fought, bled to die, and died to give us the freedoms we have today." So I told this little girl that, and guess what? She cut me off real quick. She didn't want the facts. And then she started, as a matter of fact, even before that, friend, she started to complain about our military. We're going to do a show on that one. Because I'm really sick and tired of people blaming our young people that serve we the people in this country for the crimes of the people that allowed their corrupt Congress to send them in the first place. And guess who that responsible party would be? It would be the American people. And guess what? I don't want to hear about that because it brings the law into itself. I have to be responsible for that. And Bradley, I don't want to hear about that. I don't care if you want to hear about it or not. Don't sit there and be capping on the military for upholding the laws. And if they go to fight or police the world, don't blame them for what they're doing. Blame yourselves for allowing Congress to send them in the first place, because Congress represents we the people. And again, keep in mind, this government, folks, that you think is outside of who we are is not. They are an extension of who we are and what we allow them to do. So before you even complain about the government, take responsibility. Before you complain about the corruption in the church, take responsibility before God. See how that works? It all comes back to us individually and then corporately. But it's amazing, folks, how when you give people the facts, "Well, I've never thought about that before." No, it reminds me of the State Fair. Last week, week and a half ago, we were at the State Fair. We shared that with you on live radio. We were walking down an aisle. A Muslim came up to me. Wrong move. As a matter of fact, he just happened to be a Caucasian individual, which made me even madder. An American. That turned traitor. He's treacherous. He's unfaithful in covenant to the people that fought, blood, and died, that sealed our freedoms with their blood. And he came up to me and he started to question me about the Word of God. It's like, dude, don't even go there. And the first thing that he went to, my friends, was his first mistake, and it was his last mistake. And I'm not saying that to be a hard guy. Know what you're talking about. So what I did was answered his questions, because he went right to the sacrifice. Then he went to the Levitical order. And then he went to the Mosaic Institution. By that time, he had nothing else to say, because he didn't know our history. Because had he known our history and who bought our freedoms for us, first in the spiritual and in the natural, he would be a Christian, not a Muslim. He promised me, I told him, I said, "Listen, I'm going to come back with some materials for you. I will have them here tomorrow." And folks, I keep my word. I can get every one of my kids on the radio right now and say, "Where has Dad ever said that he would do something where he didn't do it?" We're not a part of playing Judas, folks, with our words. Don't, hey, folks, if you don't want to do it and you're not going to perform, then don't say it. Read Deuteronomy 23:23. Keep your oath. The more you keep your word, the more you'll see God operate in your life. He operates through holy vessels, folks. So I went back the next day with some materials, because I promised this Muslim that information. Guess what? It was nowhere to be found. Went up there a couple different times. Nowhere to be found. He didn't want the truth. It's just like Jesse Ventura, friends. I believed half of it. I just don't believe the Word of God. No, of course. The only argument against the Bible is an unholy life. And guess what? You've lived. I mean, he's a confused individual. So was the Muslim. So was the little communist girl that didn't know what she was talking about. When you start to go to the cross and show them the price paid, I'll tell you what, they'll listen, friends. And that's where the Holy Ghost works. He hovers around the cross through conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Read John 16 when you get a moment. We're talking about 33 conspiracy theories. Folks, these are the people, the confused, those that know how to lie better and most know how to tell the truth, are the ones that are telling you it's a theory. I've gone through number one, number two, concerning the Dreyfus Affair, the Mafia, number three, MK Ultra, number four is Operation Mockingbird. We went to number five, Manhattan Project. We went to number six, asbestos. Folks, all theories, huh? Really? They're not a theory at all, folks. Again, keep in mind, you live in a country where everything is becoming backwards, and the truth, folks, is now the lie. And they would have it so. But again, you have a Bible in every single hotel room across the land. Stephanie, how many thousands, how many times have we stayed in hotel rooms where we have not found a Bible? I think, what, two times?
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Two times, friends. Two times. So there's absolutely no excuse. We're going to be picking this up on Saturday because, folks, I love this topic and I love browbeating liars. But you know what? I'm going to do it out of love to those that are sincere. But those that don't care, you're going to get the back of the sword of the Spirit. Hebrews 4. And rightly so. Because my message to you that don't care, you better care sooner or later, because soon enough, life is but a vapor. You're going to be standing for your judge that's not going to just go ahead and overlook about what you don't care, because he does care. Amen.
Amen. And the Sons of Liberty is caring on a daily basis, doing all that we're doing. And I want to just read you this quick letter from a lady who saw us at the Minnesota State Fair. She said this: Dear Bradley and Stephanie, hello, I am Carol and my husband is Warren. You may remember Carol and Warren from the State Fair this past week. I am writing so that I can enclose a donation to the Sons of Liberty, but more importantly, Warren and I want to express our joy over meeting you at the fair. I am certain that God pointed us in your direction, knowing that we both suffer acutely over the state of our nation and fear for the children of America. The surge of hope that we felt after meeting you and the boys, Stephanie, is sustaining us through these days. You may recall that I left your table with a large handful of your brochures and books. I have already begun distributing them, to say nothing of how much we've talked about you all to friends and family. We have three awesome grandsons, and we'll see them soon, so we can tell them about you and your ministry. My neighbors have already been inundated. So thank you for doing the work that you do. Warren and I are praying for you. We are certain that God is smiling as he walks with you from day to day. God bless you and your entire family.
You mean, Stephanie, girl, you didn't have a come inside our booth, we have revival today?
No.
No, see, you don't have to advertise fire, do you?
Yeah.
And it's interesting, once they catch the fire, fire spreads.
That's exactly right. And this woman was so touched, she actually was there and came back a couple days later and wanted more of your testimony books, Bradley, and she wanted more flyers. She had been on the website. It just goes to show you that when you're out there reaching out to a lost and dying world, the Lord will give you divine appointments, and people are encouraged, and they find renewed hope for America. So please, for those of you who are listening, join together and be a part of the Sons and Daughters of Liberty, who is really helping this work to get out to the masses. We've barely closed up the state fair. We're off again to California next week. But for those of you that say, gosh, I want this message to be heard throughout America, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button and become a son or daughter of liberty today.
Tomorrow, you got us for 2 hours, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. Number one show over the weekends, phones. Join us, because we're going to be talking about 33 conspiracies that were conspiracies.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.